This week's Community Spotlight, I'm Ron Strong. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and on Wednesday, Muskingum County participated in the statewide tornado drill. As we move into the spring severe weather season, Bo Keck, the director of the Muskingum County Emergency Management Agency, offered these tips for area residents.
Well, the big thing they need to do is pay attention to the weather. If they would hear these sirens, which again, these are outside warning sirens, if they're outside and they hear one of these sirens going and the weather is bad, they need to go to their basements or to a small area of their home and take cover. If they're out in an open area, they need to go to a ditch or find some place to get out of the open area. Do not go around trees or anything like that.
Ohio is generally affected by three types of natural disasters, but what does Muskingum County need to be worried about the most?
Well, around here, of course, flash flooding is one of the biggest things, I guess, that happens in this area. And then, of course, we're prone for tornadoes. I mean, we're in an area now, and if you look at the statistics over the state of Ohio, a tornado could happen here very easily. So we have to be very cautious of that.
Whether practicing in a tornado drill or sheltering during a warning, you're encouraged to duck. Go down to the lowest level. Get under something, cover your head, and keep in shelter until the storm has passed. Schools and businesses are encouraged also to practice their tornado safety plans, but BOCAC offers more advice.
All the schools throughout your listening area are going to be practicing tornado drills during this week. When the kids get home, their parents and grandparents and family need to also do that at home and pick a good spot in the house for them to go to. So if you hear a siren or there's a warning put out on the news media, have a place to go in that house, which is a safe place, which is a basement or the smallest room in the house.
Everyone is encouraged to take responsibility for your safety and be prepared with a crank radio or batteries for your portable radio.
Both of them are very good. The big thing, Ron, is that people don't call 911. If there's a warning put out or the siren goes out, that means there's an issue. They need to go take cover. And again, we're going to rely on the local radio stations to get that information out to the people. So it is very important that they have their batteries, their portable radios with them so they can hear what's really going on. If they can't take cover, and just stay in that cover until the severe weather's passed.
Here at Y107.3, we also offer the Insider Texting Club, where you can sign up to have local weather forecasts, along with weather watches and warnings, delivered directly to your cell phone via text messaging. This is so you can stay informed on the go.
Well, and that's very important. I mean, with modern technology, you know, we're all going to try to get that message out as quickly as we can to the people, and your way with the text messaging is very good. The Weather Service is going to be keeping us abreast, and you, of course. So our goal is to get the warning out and keep the people safe.
You can sign up for the Y107.3 Insider Texting Club at WYBZ.com. Message and data rates may apply. Check your provider for details. We've been talking with Bo Keck, director of the Muskingum County Emergency Management Agency, as it's Severe Weather Awareness Week. It'll extend through March 27th. Remember, tune in to one of the following weather information: NOAA Weather Radio, the Weather Channel, or your local radio station, Y107.3 WYBZ. I'm Ron Strong. This has been your Community Spotlight on Y107.3 FM WYBZ.